I want to share with you some of the insights which I've had thinking about the Haggadah this year again. It's so, so important that we do it right on Seder night. Sof kol sof, we say every year on this shiur, and we've stressed it again and again and again, that the Seder night is the time when we do the most important thing that Jewish people can do, and that is to pass on the Messiah to our children. And the children are not only our children, those of us who are blessed with children, but also the famous Rambam, that if he never, he's sitting and making the Seder himself, so there's nobody who's going to ask him the Manishtana, so he has to ask himself. So I was masbir in previous years, what does it mean he has to ask himself? Means that every person is both father and child. His past is the father, his future is the child. And asking himself Manishtana Alayla Zeh means, as you're mapping your life as it's going to be this coming year, look back and learn from history. Your history, your past, is the father of your childhood, of your future. So it's such an important, important night, and it's so wichtig that we should do it right. I want to be ma'ayin into this mitzvah of Chayiv Odom Lerois Es Atzmoi Ki'ilu Hu Yotza Mimitzrayim. So let's learn it in the Haggadah, and then let's see what conclusions we can draw. It says, "B'chol doy v'doy chayiv odam lirois es atzmoy ki ilu hu yotza mimetzrayim." Shneema, v'gadato levincha, v'yoyma hu leima, ba'avuze osu Hashem li b'tzeisi mimetzrayim. So I'm saying that the Ribbono Shel did it to me. So I have to look upon myself ki ilu I went out of Mitzrayim. Then the Baal HaGadol goes on. Lo es avoseinu bilvad goal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, elo af oisonu goal imohem. Shneema, va oisonu hoitzi misham, leman hovi oisonu los ezlonu es haoretz, asher nishba l'avoseinu. That's the petak in the Haggadah. So right away we have a shaila over here. Why does the Baal HaGadol bring two psukim? First of all, he says, "Chai v'odem liros es atzmo ki ilu hu yotzo mimitzrayim." Shneema, v'gadot alevincha v'yoma hu leimo b'avuze osa Hashem li b'tzeis v'mitzrayim. So, Chazal see the word li as, well, of course, in the first doya, it means that the father who came out of Mitzrayim is telling it to his sabra child who didn't come out of Mitzrayim. But in the drosha of Chazal, the li is going on all the doyos, and we are talking about ourselves as individuals going out of Mitzrayim. Vavoze osa Hashem li betzeisim in Mitzrayim. Then the Baal HaGadol goes on. Lo es avoseinu bilvad goal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, elo af oisonu goal imoem shneema, vo oisonu hoitzi misham, leman hovi oisonu los ezlonu es haoretz asher nishba l'avoseinu. Now what does that posuk add to the Bavoze also Hashem li betzeisim Mitzrayim? The li already says that I have to look upon myself ki ilu I went out of Mitzrayim. So what does the oisonu add to that? So first of all, where does it say the oisonu? The Bavoze also Hashem li betzeisim Mitzrayim. Everybody knows that's in Pashas Boy by the Sheni Adi Alishal. So that's in Boy. But where's the Oisono? That's in Voischanan by the Chochan. So the Chochan asks a Chochma Dika Shaila. So Vomato Levincho, we don't have to go now into the question of why the Baal HaGadol doesn't give the same answer as it says in the Torah. We've talked about that in previous years. V'amarte levincha, avodim hoyinu lefaro v'mitzrayim, v'yoytzeinu Hashem v'mitzrayim biyot chazoka, v'yitin Hashem oisos u'mofsim gedoylim v'roim v'mitzrayim, v'faro v'chol beisoy le'inenu. V'oysonu hoytzi misham, leman hovi oysonu los ezlonu es haoretz asher nishba l'avoseinu. Vayitzaveinu Hashem lasas es kol achukim ho'ele le'yiru es Hashem elokeinu, and so on. So what's going on over here? So the Baragoda brings this posuk, Va'isonu haitzu misham, leman hovi isonu loses lona sa'oretz, to augment the ba'avuze osa Hashem li b'tzeisim b'mitzrayim. So what's going on over here? So let's learn the halacha in the Rambam, and we'll have a couple of diukim in the Rambam, and maybe that'll bring us to some clarity. The Rambam is in... Okay, the Rambam is in Perek Zayin of Chometz of Matzah, Lochavav. What does it say? B'chol doyer v'doyer, chayiv odam l'harois es atzmoi. Not like our God is goyos l'rois, but chayiv odam l'harois es atzmoi, to show himself, not to look upon himself. L'harois es atzmoi ki ilu hu b'atzmoi. Yotzom in Mitzrayim, as though he himself went out of Mitzrayim. Rambam adds the words Ba'atzma, maybe he had that Gisa, I didn't check the Gisas, but I don't think in the Haggad it says the Ba'atzma. Chayvon Lirus is Atzma, Ki'ilu Hu Yotzom in Mitzrayim. So the Rambam adds the word Ba'atzma, we'll see if we can lump shot, like why does the Rambam add that? And he adds also, Ki'ilu Hu Ba'atzma Yotzom Ato. Mishibut Mitzrayim, as though he went out now. Mishibut Mitzrayim. Shenema va'oisono hoitzi misham. He doesn't bring the li, the Babuzi Osa Hashem li, he only brings the pasuk from the Chacham. Va'oisono hoitzi misham. Baldova ze tziva kodesh bochu batoiva, v'zochato ki evet ha'yiso, kloima ki ilu ato ba'atzmacho yiso evet, v'yotzoso lecheirus v'niftes. Lefichol, sagt der Rambam, kashesoyed odam b'laylo hazeh tzorich lechol v'lishtas v'hu mesaf, we have to have a seva when we drink, derecheros. Why? Because I'm looking upon myself and I'm showing by the actions which I'm doing that I myself went out. V'chol echot v'echot bein anoshem bein anoshem chayiv lishtas b'laylo hazeh abakoses, and so on. So the Rambam is saying that both the mitzvah of haseva and the shiur of dalet koses is a prat in this chayiv odom liros es atzma ki'ilu hu yotzom mitzrayim, which the Rambam doesn't read as liros but as leharos. So what is going on over here? So I think that the pshat in the Rambam is like this, and the etzem, we have to ask the following shaila, and we'll get back to that after we've been masbir the lashon of the Rambam. Like, when is this halacha? Is this halacha on Seder night? Is this a specific halacha on Seder night? What? The Rambam says, Laharo says Asma. Obviously, that's only on Seder night. There's no chiyuv of Haseva on any other night, and there's no chiyuv of Dalet Koses on any other night. But is there a din of Lerois as Atzma, which Rambam doesn't bring, he says Laharois? See, we have to learn chat like this. Let's go back. B'chol da v'da, chayiv odam Laharois as Atzma, ki ilu hu ba'atzma, yotzo ato mishibut Mitzrayim. Now, I want to be medayik. What does the Rambam add with this word ba'atzma? I'll tell you what I think that he adds. What's the pshat in this chiyuv? Chayiv odam, let's say what the Haggadah says, chayiv odam lirois es atzmo ki ilu hu yotzo mim Mitzrayim. Now what does that mean? I never was able to be mekayim this mitzvah the way you're supposed to. Like, you know, everybody closes their eyes and, it's mamish like I went out of Mitzrayim. We never were slaves. We don't know what it's like. We never put one brick on top of another brick. Like, what's this mitzvah? It's a very, very strange mitzvah. And we lemaises, we didn't go out of Mitzrayim, did we? So, whom are we kidding? Chayiv odam liros es atzmo ki ilu yotzem in Mitzrayim. You have to pretend to yourself. It doesn't make any sense. What the Torah is mechayiv us to pretend. The pshat is like this. The pshat is, of course we went out of Mitzrayim. Every single one of us went out of Mitzrayim. How did we go out of Mitzrayim? Poshut. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know, by the Seders you've probably heard, by the Storim in one place or another you've probably heard, oh, and the Shomers were there and all kinds of things like that. That's not the Pshuta Shel Mikra. We went out of Mitzrayim because what went out of Mitzrayim, the unit that went out of Mitzrayim, was the tzibur. Yetzias Mitzrayim has to do with the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. It doesn't have to do with the individual. The Ribbono Shel took us out of Mitzrayim. That's when we became a nation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceichu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. That's the first one of the Aseres HaDibros. And whom is he talking to? Atem Tiyuli Mamleches Koyanim V'Goy Kodesh. We're talking about the Jewish people. We're talking about peoplehood. So the unit that went out of Mitzrayim was the Tzibur. The Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. Now, by Tzibur, we know that there's a Klal, that Tzibur is Einoy Mes. The big mocker for the Shilas of Yochid and Tzibur, the difference between the Tzibur and Shutfim is the Ramban in Vayikra this week's Pasha, so really this year is also Vayikra Dikashir. We all know the halachas that Korban Tzibur doesn't need smicha, but the Korban of Shutfim, even if there are a million Shutfim together on the behemoth, but they're not going as a tzibur, but as shutfim. So then you have a million owners, and each one of them has to make smicha. But by a korban tzibur, the owner is the corporate entity. That's what a corporation is. It's exactly what a corporation is. The corporation in law is looked upon as a person. There is such a person called a corporation, made up of all these chalokim, but none of them are their mitzad themselves. Their ownership is as being a part of that tzibur, as being a part of that corporation. It's very, very yesoidistic. And we have to understand that. And we have to understand that Yetzias Mitzrayim happened not to the individual Reuven and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda. It happened to Klal Yisrael. Reuven Shem took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. So the pshat is that tzibur ain't no mes. We today are that tzibur. Just like the din is that by korban tzibur, even if between the hafrosha and the hakrova of the korban, let's say it's a chatas tzibur, plenty of people died in any 24-hour period or something like that. People died within a whole nation. So why isn't it a chatas shemesu baleo? The answer is because that's not baleo, because the individual who died was not a bailem as mitzad's individuality. He's a bailem mitzad tzibur, and tzibur ain't a mess. Although he died, other people were born. So tzibur is perpetual. So the pshat is, we are that tzibur. We are the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. So we did go out of Mitzrayim. Mitzad our identity as the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, mitzad that tzibur, we taka went out of Mitzrayim. All of us. So it's absolutely true that we experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim. But we went out as a tzibur. So is it true to say I went out of Mitzrayim? Absolutely. So would it be very, very important to realize that on Seder night, that we are part of this tzibur and who went out of Mitzrayim, and we are that tzibur. We are that tzibur. That tzibur which went out of Mitzrayim looks today like Moshe Eisenman and Leuven, whoever it is, all these Yidden who we are. So that's how the tzibur looks today, but it's bidiyuk the same tzibur. That is the tzibur that went out of Mitzrayim. Why is the Rambam adding the word Atzmai? And I think that's how he learns Pshat in the Haggadah. That he learns Pshat in the Haggadah, the two Psukim. We ask, why do we need the two Psukim? First, the Baal Haggadah starts off with this Yesod. That B'chol Dor V'Dor Chai V'Odem Liru L'Haros Es Atzmai Ki'ilu Hu Yotzo Mimitzrayim Sh'neimah V'Galdol V'Vincho B'Yom Huleimah B'Avu Zeyos Hashem Li B'Tzeis In Mitzrayim. Li means myself as an individual. Yeah? And then we go on. Lo yisavosei bilvad goal akodesh baruch hu elo afaisonu goal imam shneva vaisonu haitzi. What's going on over here? The Rambam learns pshat is like this: that avada gevis, the etzem yisoid, the etzem fact that we went out of Mitzrayim. We can say that without feeling that we're telling a lie. We went out of Mitzrayim. Each one went out of Mitzrayim. Why? Because tzibur ain't no mess, and we are that identical tzibur which went out of Mitzrayim. What the Baal Haggadah or the Gemara which says this is being mechayev us, and what the Rambam says by adding atzmoi and ator now is the pshat is like this: avada gevis, the unit that went out of Mitzrayim was the tzibur. And mitzad that, each one of us went out, but not as our individual entity, but as the entity of part of that Sibba. However, feelings, simcha, haidah, that is the person himself. The pshat is, what the Rambam is adding, atzmai is, b'chol doi v'doi, chai v'odam l'haro is atzmai, ki'ilu hu b'atzmai yotzom in Mitzrayim means, of course you only went out as part of the tzibah, but each yid who was a part of that tzibah, or better said, who is a part of that tzibah, is to experience it tonight as though I myself did it. As though I myself went out. Because sof kol sof, it's the same Moshe Eisenman who went out. Taka not as Moshe Eisenman, he went out as part of the tzibah, but he went out. And tonight there's a special inyan, we'll soon see what that is, that you should experience it mitzad yourself. That your own experience should be ki'ilu, you went out. And there, what all of us think is the mitzvah, or thought is the mitzvah, is taka emes. Now, I have to individualize that which I experienced as a part of the tzibah. I have to individualize that which I experienced as part of the tzibah. And let's ask ourselves, right? This din of chayiv odam lirois es atzmai. Like I said before, the Laharois Atzmai of the Rambam obviously doesn't apply any other night except on Seder night. It's because Laharois is Atzmai, Rashi, the Rambam says, Lefichach, Kishesoyed Odom Belaila Zetzor, Lechol Velishtois, Vu Mesav, Deacheros. That's only on Seder night. We'll see in a moment what's going on over here. But is this a chiyuv every moment of a Jewish life? That you have to look upon yourself, ki'il yotzosim in Mitzrayim. Zog the Rambam, yes. Let's look at the Rambam again. This Rambam is beyond all description. Listen to this. B'chol doi v'doi chayiv odam leharois es atzmai, ki'ilu hu ba'atzmai yotzo ato mishibut Mitzrayim, shneema v'aisonu hoitzi misham. So far, so good. But now the Rambam goes on, v'al dovo ze tzivu ha-kodesh baruch hu b'toiro, v'zochato ki'evet ho yisa. Klaima, Ato be'atzmecha ho yiso eved v'yotzoso lecheres v'neftesa. That's a Rambam. Now, let me make a very, very sad confession. I'm blushing to the roots of my hair. I said, oh, the Torah says, v'zochato ke'eved ho yiso v'mitzrayim. I better look it up. Let's see where the Torah says it. So I figured I'd see a nice little pasuk somewhere which says, v'zochato ke'eved ho yiso v'eretz mitzrayim. To my intense horror, not horror that they're there, but horror that I didn't know it. This is five times in the Torah. The same pasuk, "Zochato ki eved ho yiso be'eretz Mitzrayim." I put bits of paper over here into my Tanakh. Take us just a second. I want to read them to you. Where the Torah says, "Zochato ki eved ho yiso be'eretz Mitzrayim," it boggles the mind. The first time is in Rosh Chanan in the Aseres HaDivros of Shabbos of all things. Yom Hashvi Shabbos LaShem Elokecha LaSasa Kamelocha Ato Vincha V'Techa V'Avdecha V'Amosecha V'Shorcha V'Chamorcha V'Chol Be'Emtecha V'Gercha Hashem B'Shorecha L'Man Yonuach Avdecha V'Amosecha K'Moicha V'Zochato Ki Eved Ho'Yiso Be'Eretz Mitzrayim. Zok der Rambam. This means Chayiv Odom Lirois Es Atzmo Ki'ilu Hu Yotzom Mitzrayim. When you are there on Shabbos and you would like this and this and this to be done for you, and you call over your Eved or your Shifra and you say, please do it for me, the Torah says, no, you cannot do that. I want Leman Yonuach Abdecho Amoso Komarcha. And if that's going to irk you, what do you mean, is my Eved? Bezochato ki Eved Yisov Eretz Mitzrayim Chayiv Odom Lirois Es Atzmo Ki'ilu Hu Yotzom Mitzrayim. Every Shabbos we have to sit there and experience Yetzias Mitzrayim. It really boggles the mind. Like how, I'm only talking about myself, but how un-Jewish I am. In other words, I never look at myself on a Shabbos or any other time. I mean, on Seder night, of course, I would say it in the Agoda, so I'd make some kind of an effort. I don't know how much it's worth. I mean, I don't know where I'm heading. But in general, to go around with a constant sensitivity that Kiluhu Atzma Yotzer Mitzrayim. Where's the next place? The next place is in the A. Perek Tesvov, Posuk Tesvov. What's going on there? Ki Yimochel Chol Chicho, Ilvi, or Ivri, or Avotcho, Sheish Shonim, and so on and so forth. So when you go out, you have to give him Hanok. Yeah, so Hanik, Tanik Loi, Mitzaynecho, Mikonecho, Mikvecho, Asher Berachah, Hashem Elokei Rotitin Loi. Vizochato, Ki Evet, O Yisro, Beretz Mitzrayim. Vayiftuch Hashem Elokeinu, Arkeinu, Noichim, Mitzavkos, Ado, Vazeh. Chayiv, Odam, Liro, Isis, Atzmo, Kilu, Hu, Beatzmo, Yotz, Mitzrayim, the Rambam says. You're not going to enjoy giving the Evet Hanoka because you'd rather have your stuff yourself. And the Torah says, you remember, you went out of Mitzrayim. It's Mayudik in the world. It's really Mayudik in the world. The next one is in Shoiftim. So here we're talking about Shvuas. V'samachta l'shnei Hashem elokecho ato v'incho v'techo v'avo avdoch v'amosro v'alevi asher b'shorecho v'geva yosam v'almono asher b'kebecho v'amokam asher yivcha Hashem elokecho l'shaken sh'masham. And you're going to say, what are you going to say? Oh, I have to share my food with all these poor people. V'zocha toki evet v'yiso b'mitzrayim v'shomata v'osiso esachutim ha'elu. Yeah. You know who you are? You're a freed slave. That's who you are. And Mimela, you have to know how to share with other people who were also freed slaves and who need your help. And the final one is over here. It's really like I'm reading them because it's such an exciting thing which I discovered. It's a chapana busha that I had to discover it. But Lemaisa, it's a Mayur Gezach. So here it's weiter by Matnes Aniyah. This is in Kiseitze. Ki sachboi zeischo loi sefoi acharecho lagela yosam vela almono yihye. Ki shifcho kamecho loi saileil acharecho lagela yosam vela almono yihye. These Matnes Aniyah. Zohato ki evelo yisro beres mitzrayim arkein anoichim tzavro lasus adova hazeh. Every fiber of your being wants to go back and take this leker shikron pay or these oilalois, whatever they are. And why I want to bring in a harvest which is as bountiful as it can possibly be. And the Rebbeinu Shem says, no, I want you to remember that you were an Eved. Chayiv odam liro esis atzmo ki'ilu hu yotzim mitzvah. What's the pshat in the li? Why does the posuk need another posuk? So pshat is like this. See, Babur ze osa Hashem li betzeisim mitzroyim. So there we might have supposed that it's tackled the way I always thought. Yeah, you have to close your eyes and try and imagine. I have to think now as though I were in Mitzrayim. I wasn't there. Okay, so I close my eyes and I start thinking. Therefore, the Baragol brings the second pasuk. No, that's not the pshat in the li. That's not the pshat in the li. The pshat is like this. The ke'ilu hu yotzom in Mitzrayim doesn't answer from the oisono. Because there you're saying to your ben chacham, what's the loshen? Lo yisav oisono go'orim elu ach oisono go'orim on sh'nehema v'oisono hoitzim misham. You're telling your son, you and I both went out. How can you and I both have gone out? Yeah, I can pretend to myself that I went out. I can't pretend for you. The Torah says you and I both went out because we're both part of the tzibah of Klal Yisrael. Now, what's the tzurah of the mitzvah? Goes like this, that the tzurah of the mitzvah is the realization that we tackle the maisa went out. And when I think about that, I'm not kidding anybody. The vort of that is because we're all part of the tzibah. And the tzibah is enoi meis. So that we learn from Oisono. Now going back to the Li, it's not the pshat is go and pretend something crazy which never happened. The pshat of the Li is, now I want you to try and know what that means that you're part of that tzibur. The fact that you're part of that tzibur is mechayev you to really, really be magish that it happened to you because it did happen to you. Because that persona of yours, which is part of the tzibur persona, is real. And it's you, the individual, who knows this. If you as an individual know this, you have to either experience it and translate that into Maisa, not Dafka on Seder night, but every day and every second of every year, every time you meet a poor person. Oi, I'm an Eved. The Rebbeinu Shem took me out of Mitzrayim. I mustn't begrudge him the tzedakah that I'm supposed to give him, when I have to be sensitive to people's needs to rest on Shabbos, and so on and so on and so on. In other words, it's part of Yiddishkeit, constantly, to be aware that I saw no heitzim. What does the Rambam mean by laharos? It could be that he had to give some. But the emphasis is, see, I thought the following. I had the following machshava. I don't know whether this is emphasis, but it strikes me as very, very emphasis. Isn't it interesting that the both psukim, which are nageya over here, the Pasuk of Bavur Zeh Osa Hashem Li B'tzeisim in Mitzrayim, which is the Pasuk in Boy, which we tell the Shein Adi Alishai. So the Li indicates I myself. And the Chochem, Vaisonu Hoitzi. Both these Psukim are in relation to our children, when we're teaching the children. That's a Vagad Gezach. Can't be just an incident, the coincidence that the Torah happened to tell us this din of Chai Vodam Liros is Atzma Kilu Hu Yotzam in Mitzrayim, that the Torah tells it to us by coincidence, Dafka by the Sheina de Alishan and by the Chacham, it tells us when we're communicating to our children. And I think that that is at the Shoyresh of the Laharis. And that is what the Rambam means, Lefichach, Kishisoyed, Odom, Belaila. Tell us like this. There's a general chiyuv, and that is chayev odom liros es atzmo kiilu hu yotzem in Mitzrayim, and that has nothing to do with Seder night. That has to do with all the five occasions where the Torah says v'zochato ki evet ho yisro be'eretz Mitzrayim, and of course, extrapolating out from those five cases, it applies every single second of every single day. A yid has to be conscious of the fact that the Baruch Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. We'll expand on that in just a couple of seconds. So that's nothing to do with Seder night. Nothing to do with Seder night. But it so happens that since you're Jewish, and since you have this consciousness every day of the year, so Seder night, which is the anniversary of that time of the year, is a special time. On that night, you have to do Haseva, and on that night, you have to drink your Arba Kaisers, because you're celebrating that Yediyah, which is Mechayev you every night of the year, every moment of every year. We have to be, I'm talking theoretically, otherwise we would be Elohim. But the thing is that that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be totally and completely and constantly conscious of the fact that I was an Eved and the Ribbono Shel Olam took me out as part of the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. So that I celebrate on Seder night. So I celebrate it by Hasebo and the Arba Kaisers. But the emphasis is more to it than that. And that is, why is it taka that the Torah is megaleit when I'm talking to my children? So I think that the pshat is like this. I really think the pshat is like that, and I think that's what it means in Laharos. You know, teaching children, we all know, is not a very, very easy thing. Especially today, Klal Yisrael Nebuch is very much made aware of Nebuch Tzoros, which we have with some of our children, and so we as a community we haven't done enough to be mechanech our children the way that we should want to be mechanech them. Sometimes our chinuch, our most well-intentioned efforts turn out that they were not as effective as we would have wanted them to be. What's a good teacher? What is a good teacher? How can we hope that the teachings which we teach our children, or if we're teachers in a school, which we pass on to our students, what is a good teacher? What defines a good teacher? So Lanius Daiti, maybe I've mentioned this before, I don't remember, but the emphasis is that if we remember our diktuk a little bit, so we know that in Lashon HaKodesh, for this you don't need diktuk, not yet, we'll need it in a moment, but you know that Ani Lomed means I learn, Ani Melamed means I teach, which in the Kal means, in the ordinary, normal, active, you say Lomed, in the Piel we say Melamed. What is the PL? The PL is an intensified form of the Kal. It's the Kal, except more intensely. More intensely. For example, Ani Shover, I break. Ani Mishaber, I smash. So in English, breaking and smashing are two different shoshen. In Loshon HaKodesh, you use a different binyan. Instead of saying Ani Shover, you say Ani Mishaber. Won't go into the protein, but that is really what the PL is. So really what Ani Melamed is, if we take the analogy of Shover and Mishaber, and we compare that to this, so Ani Lomed means I learn. Ani Melamed means I learn intensively. See, you'll see in grammar books that the PL is sometimes also used like the Hifil, like the causative. I cause you to learn, I teach you. And the truth is, I've heard it today in every normal, everyday language, melamed means to teach. But we have to go back to the Shoyrish. Why is it that the word melamed became I teach? Because good teaching is intensive learning. If the teacher, while he's teaching, is himself learning the subject, he's relearning it, rethinking it, he's excited, he's creative, he's mamish jumping around with concentration and with this unbelievable feeling of creativity, of understanding the thing better and really, really having a new kinyan in it, that excitement goes across to the children. I think that the Torah says, Chayiv Odom Lirois Es Atzmo Ki'ilu Hu Yotzom Mitzrayim. Oh, especially the Rambam, Chayiv Odom Laharois Es Atzmo Ki'ilu Hu Yotzom Mitzrayim. If we want to be successful with passing on the Mesorah to our children on Seder night, so we have to put this chiyuv, which is a chiyuv of a ganze yor, every time the Torah says, "Bezochato ki evet yisob eretz Mitzrayim," that we have an obligation to put that chiyuv on Seder night into high gear. On Seder night, we have to be so happy and so full of halel and so full of haidah when we think about the Ribbono Shel Olam, you took me out of Mitzrayim. I'm part of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. We moved from having been avodim to Paro. We moved to being avodim to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm so happy. I'm so happy that I was part of that. That, if you can really be that way on Seder night, that's going to bubble over and you're going to catch your children. They're going to see, wow, I want to be part of this. There's so much joy over here. There's so much happiness over here. And I want to be a part of that. And that is the way to be successful on Seder night. That's why the Torah says this, you saw it, of Chayiv Odom Lirois Es Atzmo, which the Rambam puts as Laharois Atzmocha. Let the kids see how happy you are. Sit down by Haseva like a king. Drink your dalet kaisers like a king. Feel like a king. Be like a king. Be so that you're unable to contain your joy at being a yid. That the child will pick up. This is mamish neure neurois. And that is why every word in the Rambam, and this Rambam is taka very, very moving. So it's again, it's on Seder night, celebrating a truth of which I have to be aware every moment of my Jewish life. And on Seder night is the time to celebrate it. And why is it on Seder night so important to celebrate it? Because the yesod and teuchen of the Seder night is v'gadat ha'levincha, is to be meiser, the meinoa, the mesoiro unto our children. So finally, to finish off, I'm being a little bit mabir, saper, b'yitzias Mitzrayim, harezei meshuvah. I think that I've got an insight now, and something that bothered me always at the beginning of the Haggadah in Avodim Hayinu. Avodim Hayinu l'Faro Mitzrayim, v'yotzeinu Hashem Elokeinu misham, v'yad chazoko v'zroinu tuya. V'ilu lo yotze HaKadosh Baruch Hu avoseinu Mitzrayim, hareonu v'aneinu v'nei v'aneinu, mishubodim Hayinu l'Faro v'Mitzrayim. What's the point of saying that? That ilu lo yotze HaKadosh Baruch Hu avoseinu Mitzrayim, hareonu v'aneinu v'nei v'aneinu, mishubodim Hayinu l'Faro Mitzrayim. I'm sure that every Seder Seder table Yidden who think everybody asks the question, well, what do you mean we would still be slaves? We would still be building pyramids for Mr. Mubarak? I mean, what's going on? What does it mean we would still be slaves? But the pshat is like this. The pshat is very, very poshut. It doesn't say we would be slaves. It says, "Meshubadim hayinu leFaro b'Mitzrayim." We should be meshubad. That means slavery is for always. Versteht sich in the middle. If the Odin is meshachre his eved, so he's not an eved anymore. If the Odin dies and there aren't any yoshim, and there's nobody around for him to work, of course I stop being an eved. What it means is, right, but if nothing would have happened to break it, we would still be avodim today to Mitzrayim. Yeah, presumably he wouldn't be forcing us to build pyramids, he would be forcing us to do something else. But we would be etzem, it's not the halachos of avodim, we would still be meshubat to him. Versteht sich that you're asking, would I taka be an eved today? No, avad not. Because a lot has happened in history, which not least of all is Kriyas Yamsov and the smashing of Mitzrayim. So obviously this avdus is poka. But what it means is meshubadim hayinu l'faro b'Mitzrayim, that mitzad din avdus, which the Ribbono shel Olam made, that there is such a thing as an eved, so that din avdus would have made us an eved for Paro even today. My nafkamina. My nafkamina is because avoda hem asher atzesi asom eretz Mitzrayim, because we became avdei Hashem. The Ribbono shel Olam was meitzias from Mitzrayim. And now we've learned that if the Ribbono shel Olam had not been Moitzias from Mitzrayim, we would have been Meshubat to Pharaoh even today still, assuming that there would be Pharaoh around, that the Egyptians are around, we would still be Meshubat, because if nothing happens to be Mafkia, so it's not Nifkan. So you have to understand that by the Avdus, which the Ribbono shel Olam was koine in us, nothing happened. He wasn't Mafkias, he hasn't disappeared, he hasn't gone away. So that Avdus, which we became of the Ribbono shel Olam, at the moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because he took us out, so we became his avodim. Avodahem, Hashem, Tzeshah, Samerz Mitzrayim. That isn't poker. And therefore, Hareonu, Uvoneinu, Uvoneinu, yeah, B'shori V'azor. And that's what we're saying. See, so that for emphas, I think that for emphas, what's this business about the Boneinu, Uvoneinu, Boneinu? What do we say over there? Ilu loy hoytzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Avoseinu Mitzrayim, hare onu, uvoneinu, uvoneinu, meshubodim yinu l'farim. Why talk about the boneinu? Why should there be a difference between the boneinu and the b'nei boneinu and ourselves? I mean, we ourselves are the boneinu, b'nei boneinu. I appeared on the history of Klal Yisrael for the first time, I guess, when my grandfather said avodim hayinu. Yeah, so he said, oh, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I own you, Uvaneinu, Uvaneinu. Oh, I'm going to have a grandson someday. And he's also going to be Meshubat to Pharaoh, to Mitzrayim, or to the Ribbono shel Olam now. I mean, of course. So why should there be a difference between we and our grandsons and our grandsons? Like, why mention the Boneinu, Uvaneinu? I think that the Teretz is, I really think, that this Nusach in Avodim Hayinu ties in to the Chayiv Odom Lirois es Atzmoy, or like the Rambam says, Laharois es Atzmoy, Kiilu Yotzem Mitzrayim, meaning, yeah, remember, what is Seder Night? Seder Night is the mitzvah of being mechanech our children, it goes on to the children and it goes on to the grandchildren. A grandfather is mechuyev to teach his children and a grandfather is mechuyev to teach his grandchildren. So I think that what we're saying in Avodim Hayinu is, this is what you have to do tonight. You have to impress on your children and on your grandchildren that we are avodim of the Ribbono shel Olam. That's right, yeah? Hare onu, uvoneinu, that's you, Yankel. Uvoneinu, that's you, Mashala. Yeah? Meshubodim hayinu l'faro b'Mitzrayim. All of us would have been avodim to Pharaoh if we would have been avodim to Mitzrayim. That's chus the Ribbono shel Olam bought when he took us out of Mitzrayim. So now we are avodim to the Ribbono shel Olam. You should know that you're going to be an eved when you become bar mitzvah. You're going to be an eved. We're all going to be avodim to the Ribbono shel Olam. But being avodim to the Ribbono shel Olam is a beautiful thing. The Fivah, Nachla, Chayovim, the Hoydus, the Halel, the Shaber, the Foil, the Roim, the Hadel, the Bor, the Alek, Kales, Nisha, Nosho, Nisim, Ho'elu, Lavoseinu. Such a happy night. Such a happy, 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 happy night. Why? Because we're Avdei Hashem. And that's the word. So we have to exude that happiness. And it has to be an honest happiness. You can't kid kids. Right? It has to be an honest happiness. It has to be really a celebration. Mamish lacharis as atzmoy. Ki'ilu hu, meaning, although it wasn't you as an individual, but it was you as a tzibur. But l'maisa, you experienced it as an individual. Ki'ilu hu yotzim etzraim. You should be so mole simcha that it's going to bubble over and draw your children and your grandchildren into the hemshach, the beautiful, beautiful continuity of Klal Yisrael. And it's going to happen, and it's going to be, if we have the Seder night, if we feel the Seder night this year, the way we're supposed to do it. Wish everybody a very, very good Yom Tov.